This is Papa Smurf. You're listening to Our Lifestyle, the podcast with ODB and the Mayor.
You're listening to Our Lifestyle, the podcast, brought to you by Custom Car Show Productions, which includes Orange Beach Invasion, Scraping the Coast, Sick Nick, and Slamber Party. Make sure you search on Facebook Scraping the Coast, Scraping the Coast Show on Instagram. Also, Sparkles Detail, Till, Tim and Tanya, ODB and the Mayor.
We came here to set this party off right. Let's bounce tonight. And if they don't let us in through the front, we'll come through the side. Cause I don't ever want to lead a game without at least saying goodbye. So I'm a people on the left, all my people on the right, swing one last time.
Yo, it's Our Lifestyle, the podcast, coming at you, episode 76. It's ODB. What's going down, y'all? Just a friendly reminder, this is our bi-weekly Monday episode. We are going to try to keep this one a little bit shorter. 2 weeks ago, we dropped the first bi-weekly Monday episode, and we dropped it pretty late that evening. Plus, it went about 45 minutes. The hope is that this one will be a little bit shorter, and it'll kind of give an opportunity to just really talk about some of the key updates in the scene. And then we can still hit you with the Friday episode, of course. This episode is brought to you by Sick Nick, August 25th and 26th at the Dixon Expo Center. Follow Scraping the Coast Show on Instagram for more information, including how to pre-register for the show. You're not going to want to miss it. It's a Custom Car Show Productions, brought to you by Greg Miller and the entire team. We've been at his previous two shows this year, Orange Beach Invasion and Scraping the Coast. You are not going to want to miss this show. All right, so I got some general updates for you. First and foremost, episode 75 was off the charts. Big ups to Mike Finnegan for the time and really reliving some of those awesome memories and kind of bringing us through his career progression, which started in New York, as you heard, took him over to back to the West Coast. And, you know, he's been able to continue to pivot and move and do what he's had to do to kind of land in a great opportunity. So big ups to Mike Finnegan. Thank you again, Dale Hughes, for guest co-hosting. Appreciate it. Yeah, he's one of our fellow Canadian mini truckers, homies. And as you can see, he actually attends shows all over. He is not afraid to drive, and you know, he's a good dude. So make sure you're following him. It's MV_Dale. I did want to say, if you have any pics or know the whereabouts of Burnt Taco, please give us the intel. You can email us from the link in our Instagram profile, or you can message us through Instagram. I don't always see every one of those notifications. So if you email us, just go to Instagram, click on email, boom, you can email us there. It's ourlifestylepodcast@gmail.com is the easier of the two. And if you send it over, again, we'll give some intel, or excuse me, we'll give the photo credit. When I posted a good bit of Mike's photos, you know, or photos that I found around the web, I should say, it, you know, it's crazy to see that it went from that epic paint job that Mike mentioned, and it kind of got whittled down to the purple with the scallops. It is hard to imagine. And then, of course, we, you know, we talked a little bit about the accident, but I think it fell off a trailer. I don't know that exactly, but we all know it was pretty bad shape. And then the other photo that I posted, which was sent in, a guy named Andrew Garcia emailed it, but he mentioned that the credit should go to Jeff Beckley, who owned the truck. We saw, you know, multiple comments. I think the one where it looks like it's on a trailer, that one has 20 comments. Everything from they couldn't believe the paint, what it ended up, how epic was the paint originally, wow, can't believe this. Someone by the name of Kimmer, and she, a blonde Griff, I think is her name on Instagram, she tagged someone else and said, hey, it looks like our trailer, an old truck, both of them. So a lot of comments. A couple of folks asked, hey, where is it? You know, the homie, One Dirty C30 Joe, he said, WTF, seriously, that's unreal. So Again, it's kind of sometimes easy to follow where the trucks go, because with Instagram and the connected world, everyone kind of seems to know where things go and end up. What I would ask, though, is, again, if you've got intel or if you've got current photos, Mike mentioned during the interview, maybe someone took the photo that the last one I shared of it looked like basically they cut the cab all the way down to the firewall, and then they rebuilt it from there. Andrew Garcia also sent a couple other photos, but I wasn't exactly sure if, you know, there was one of where it was white. I don't know if that was before it turned purple, so I wasn't exactly sure there. But, you know, you get the idea. So if you've got intel, email it to us or message us on Instagram, and we will be happy to share that and kind of give the Airhead Nation an update on Burnt Taco. Next, I want to let everyone know that I talked to the homie Ron Perkins from Hammered Weekend Wear, and Biggity Boom Beauty and the Beast Toyota t-shirt that we recently spoke about hit the all-time pre-order sales record for Hammered Weekend Wear. So visit hammerdweekendwear.com and place an order today. Big up to Ron and his wife for what they're doing to continue pushing out the baddest apparel in the scene. All right, I got some scene updates for you. Now, I started a second podcast, as I announced recently, with Biggity Mike the Mayor. I kind of let the Airhead Nation know that really it didn't seem like I had enough going on, that I was like, you know what, I want to dive in. I want to do something else as well in addition to our lifestyle of a podcast. So if you have an opportunity and you like what Mike and I do here, and you like the production work that's put in, follow my podcast, Lincoln Addict, on your favorite podcast app. A couple things I'll tell everyone is I posted it last Thursday night, and the hope is every 2 weeks on Friday that'll post, maybe Thursday night. But the good news is it took about a day for it to get approved on iTunes. So basically Podbean is the host, and once it's uploaded there and everything's kind of approved and all the fields are filled in, then I can submit it to iTunes, aka Apple, which I did. And with it being approved kind of late Friday afternoon, what that meant is you can go on Apple Podcast app. So if you're an iTunes user, you're probably using the purple pre-installed Apple Podcasts application. Or you can go through iTunes on the computer, obviously kind of the same behind the scenes, Apple platform. I do still need to submit to Google. I tried to do that Saturday night, actually, and there were some fields that had to be filled in through Podbean. I filled those in. I think it took a little bit of time to update. So I'm hoping now that when I submit it to Google, which will allow you to listen to Google Play Music or the new Google podcast app, then you'll be able to also listen there. It's not yet connected to Spotify. There was a question, it's like, do you own the rights to all the music? And I was like, I don't know if I want to click yes on that, because obviously I'm going to continue using music like I do on this podcast. So, I'll see if I eventually submit that one. Hopefully if I do and it gets approved, then boom, it'll go on Spotify as well. A couple of folks hit me up to let me know they're listening to this, Our Lifestyle, the podcast, via Spotify. One dude's a trucker. He seemed like a good guy. He was messaging me, and he said he has plenty of free time, and he really enjoys listening. So big ups to him. Thank you. And I know it does help pass the time. My homie Noldy just drove to Maine. He's been making that like a yearly trip with his family, and he listens to podcasts all the way up. He's like, dude, 2-3 hour podcasts, some a little bit shorter. Bottom line, it helps pass all that time. Now, speaking of Noldy, anyone that's a good friend of mine knows that's one of my good friends. He actually has a family member that works on the Law & Order show that Ice-T is on. So I thought that was kind of cool because, he's told me some stories. Ice-T, everybody knows. I mean, he's the OG. I've given him props. I really dig the guy's hustle. He's been doing a lot in his career over the years. Started in hip-hop, moved into kind of a full entertainment, type guy. But I thought it was cool because earlier today, Mike Miller Photo, also known as Mike Miller Photography, he posted an epic old photo. Anyone that knows hip-hop knows Mike Miller Photo. Really a legend. His website is lovewestcoast.com. I've spoken with him a little bit on Instagram about potentially coming on eventually. But if you go on Instagram and look up Mike Miller photo altogether, you're going to see a lot of classic, iconic hip-hop photos from Eazy-E, West Side Connection, all the way down to Tupac. You know, he shot the Thug Life, the epic photos for that album, which include Tupac in front of a whole bunch of hubcaps. Like, I forget what part of town it was in, but, you know, that's epic. You know, again, he's got Ice-T, of course, which was the photo that I shared today, MC8, Red Band, I mean, East to West. You know, Mike Miller photo is the man. When I posted the photo earlier, of course, I said, hey, you know, Mike Miller photo, he's the man, mentioned Ice-T, and then Ice-T actually liked the photo on Instagram. So I tagged him and mentioned him. And Ice-T, you know, he's a true OG, man. He really is. He's never changed. You know, he's kept the pedal stomped in his career, and I really commend that. Would love to score him as an interview one day, so I'll have to work that angle with Noldy. But his family member does site locations for the show, or I know that he did for some time. I believe he still does. And then he also does site locations for movies, you know, in New York and things like that. You know, and kind of, I think he does the permitting and things like that to shut down certain blocks and whatnot. Awesome job. I'd love to do something like that. But, you know, definitely a huge shout out to Ice-T. And I thought that was cool that he liked the photo. And I was actually talking at the same time to the homie Brandon Burrell. We were DMing back and forth, talking about music and stuff. But, you know, big ups and very cool little tie-in there. Now, I touched base with Chris Hamilton from Street Trucks. You know, we broke the news several episodes ago that there was going to be a change at Street Trucks. And as we mentioned, that did come true. Chris Hamilton's really settling in nice. We saw the new issue that just showed up recently, which is September 2018. When you flip to the very beginning there, you'll see that there's a little bit of a story in there where he has his first editorial. So it's on page 10. So message from the editor, you know, real good press photo there from him. And, you know, it kind of talks a little bit about, you know, the change. Also, we, you know, emailed back and forth a little bit, and he's going to be coming on very soon. We're going to try to sync up in the next week, and then we'll figure out what episode that will go into in terms of that audio. But on this or this issue, a couple of really big names in here. So we've got Dave Schneider's 65C10. You'll recall we had Dave on episode 2 of Scraping the Coast episode. Epic truck. He's brought it to Slamfest many times. He had Brian Good from Grindr TV shoot the truck. And the feature, I think, is like 6 pages when you count it all up. It's definitely something that I know brought a smile to his face. The truck is epic. It has a lot of detail in it. And we talked about some of that detail on one of the past episodes. If you haven't went back and listened to that one, or somehow you missed it, make sure you go back and listen to Dave Schneider talk about his truck. In addition, we recently spoke about Jimmy's Rodding Customs and the truck and cover that he recently was able to capture with the homie Twig, that had the Dodge that Jeremy, you know, basically had commissioned through Jimmy's Rodding Customs. And Twig ended up, you know, making that purchase, and then it appeared on the cover of Truckin' from Grant Cox Photography. Well, the same, from what I understand, the same day that Chris Hamilton and Eddie Sobrecko went over to Jimmy's, Eddie had shot the shop tour, and he got the, you know, the write-up credit for that in Street Trucks. And then biggity boom, this same issue that we're talking about, September 2018, you've got the black sheep of the Ford family, Aluma Duty, and wow, the F-350 fleet side bed laid out on that Jimmy's Rodding Customs chassis, interior looking pristine, brand new truck, bed looks literally factory, obviously with the raised floor, I think it's rhino lined as well. He's got that relaxed atmosphere logo on the back. Even has an undercarriage shot, which I love. Looks like it's all like a silver powder coating for some of the main suspension components. Even has a driving shot in there. And then, of course, the epic billet badge on the front from Bob Ball up in Canada. That's a one-off billet emblem for the grill. And then, of course, when you put the tailgate down, you see the Ford, writing there on the back of the raised bed floor section. It's definitely an epic truck. It is, you know, a truck that represents not only Jeremy's creation, Jimmy's Rod and Customs, the badass fabrication, but also he's repping for that RA family. So big ups to Jeremy for the continued badassery, as I would say. And, of course, Jimmy's Rod and Customs, the guy lives no breaks. 7 days a week, typically, and he keeps putting out badass products. Also, wanted to mention that Daytona Truck Meet is in there, so you've got that show coverage, and you also have Midwest Drag Fest 2018, so you see Kate Simpson's Toyota there. It also has a badass rig, a newer style Chevy one-ton dually that's laid out, that's black. Super sick. There's even a Mazda mini truck dually in there, and it's looking pretty crazy too. Lastly, Mike Self he did the write up, and then the homie Brandon Burrell did the feature on the Nissan Titan with the Infiniti front end. The interior is insane in this truck. It's best. It's especially a badass Nissan Titan, one of my favorites out there. So make sure you check out this issue. If you haven't subscribed, definitely want to subscribe. It's a great magazine, and we want to keep those national publications going. But a magazine that's near and dear to our heart is All Time Low Magazine. Make sure you visit atlmagazine.com and you subscribe. You can buy additional issues. I believe they're $9 a piece, and it comes out 4 times a year. Super nice packaging when they ship, so they won't be damaged. And they arrive when they say they will. So big ups to All Time Low Magazine. Okay, so a little bit of a intro / shout out to episode 77. This is dropping on Friday. You're not going to want to miss it. I spent last week a little bit over an hour talking with Carrie Bewley. You'll mention I recently talked about the fact that we were going to have him on. We go down this awesome journey of how he brought Project Indy back to the United States from Mexico. So I definitely want to say big ups to Carrie Bewley. It's a very interesting story. It's very entertaining. He did fantastic, very upbeat, awesome detail, and it kind of is going to be tied up in a nice package for everyone to listen to, hopefully enjoy. There's an opportunity for some companies out there maybe that we give a shout out to Carrie. If they want to maybe donate to the cause, maybe refresh the truck a tad, and maybe even bring it back to SEMA. It was there a little over 20 years ago. So, big ups, and really, really, really looking forward to Airhead Nation hearing that interview. Mike and I will intro that episode, and we'll drop that on Friday morning. As Ruben says, like clockwork. Want to mention sparklesdetail.com. If you're at a show nationwide, make sure you visit the Sparkles Detail booth and purchase products, those awesome Croftgate products from Tim and Tanya. Make sure you tell them Our Lifestyle the Podcast sent you. All right, so the last couple of scene updates that I have that I want to mention, one is Phil Fowler. So we've been in constant contact, and we're just going to basically nail down the date. Hopefully this week that we'll get the audio, and then we could bring you that Phil Fowler, I'm hopeful, as early as episode 78, which would be a week from this coming Friday. So again, episode 76 is this Monday, 77 is Friday, which is going to be Carrie Bewley, and then our next episode would be a week later. Hopefully, fingers crossed, that'll be Phil Fowler. But I want to let everyone know, we also have, we have a lot of interviews lined up, but this is one I'm going to be looking forward to. Carrie Iacino. And Carrie, of course, if you know, is IF Customs. You can find him on Instagram. It's OG_IF Customs. He, they made a huge splash in the scene. When the shop was open, they built many epic vehicles, really at the height of stock floor body dropping. It was kind of the big trend early on. It was like a lot of the channel trucks, the regular floor body drops, the raised floor, if you will. And then there was this craze of, oh, we're going to stock floor them, stock floor. And you hear that all the time, stock floor. Well, you know, Carries went on to do, you know, bigger and better things outside of trucks, but he's always kept his roots. When I touched base with him recently, he listened to a few episodes and he said, dude, man, I love it. Brings back memories. And that really kind of gave me chills, because I was like, you know, I remember going on IF Customs website, and, you know, we'd go on there all the time. It was back when, you know, the web was still popping off, but they always made updates on their site. Again, they built some epic stuff. They had the cruise back in the day to Greenville from Cali. You know, Kool-Aid was working there at the time. And, you know, just a lot of good memories from that era in our scene, whether it be the mini trucks / you know, full-size trucking scene. Want to give a shout-out to John Waters as well. It's LS6K5 altogether on Instagram. He was one of the down-to-earth homies that basically said, listen, man, I love the podcast. He's a big supporter. And he kind of nudged me and said, hey, don't forget about Kerry. He'd be a great guest. And, you know, he's always in the back of my mind, but it does help when the Airhead Nation kind of says, hey, don't forget about so-and-so. Now, oftentimes we put these names on a list and they really kind of, the list matures over time, of course. The list right now is 30 people. So if we just kept the list the way it was and we didn't change at all, it would take us, give or take, you know, 25 to 30 weeks to get through all of those names. Carrie's on the list. There's a lot of other names. Phil Fowler's on the list. Tons of guys, some that I've spoke to 2 years ago that I want to have on. Max from Bio Customs, you know, he's one. He, you know, he's willing to come on. Lance Martz. I mean, there's plenty of names. I just want to let everyone know that we're plugging away and doing them as fast as we can in terms of the interviews. But, man, if I just lock that list in right now, we've got the rest of 2018 and then some. So a lot of good content. Make sure you're sharing this podcast with all the homies, all the chicas, all the senoritas, and we appreciate that. Okay, last couple things, music, tech, entertainment updates. If you haven't checked this out, I don't believe I gave a shout-out. Cobra Kai on YouTube Premium. I talked about G-Funk. If you haven't watched that, watch it. You get 1 month free of YouTube Premium. So you sign up. If you don't want to, you know, extend past the 1 month, which is $11.99 a month, just cancel within the first month and you're good. But Cobra Kai, if you're from the era of the 80s as I am, make sure you check out that show. It picks back up from the original Karate Kid. I'm like 4 or 5 episodes in. Again, I don't remember if I gave a shout out, but I know like one episode was a little dry. They're not too long, but it is a cool throwback / you know, paying homage to the 80s. Same actors are in it as well. So it is a cool thing. Everyone that I know that's watched it through, they've enjoyed it. All right, so we're going to round this one out with a couple of shout outs. So Scraping the Coast, can't wait for 2019, but we mentioned Sick Nick is what's next. That's August 25th and 26th. Search SIKNIC on Facebook or go to Scraping the Coast Show on Instagram for more info. Viair Corp, big ups. They are turning 20. I know they're doing a cool giveaway, so make sure you're following Morgan Hernandez for more information. Grinder-TV.com. Huge shout out to Grinder TV, Automotive Films. Cop some gear on their website. Subscribe to their channel. But when you buy the gear and you support Brian, you're supporting the scene. In conclusion, make sure you rate us on iTunes and or Apple Podcast app. So many people ask, hey, if I'm an Android user, how do I rate us? There's, you know, it's not an easy way. You can go to iTunes.com and download iTunes to the computer. And you can basically install that, go to podcast, search Our Lifestyle, boom, leave a rating that way. And again, I mentioned this, it's not as intuitive, but you can also through the Apple Podcasts app, leave a rating. We have 68 ratings so far. The more ratings, the better. And don't forget to subscribe to Lincoln Attic Podcast. Detroit Deviant is the first episode that I dropped. Make sure you also rate and review that podcast. I would appreciate it. Miggity Mike the Mayor will be back on episode 77. He's been steady posting about the new hats. Make sure you get in on the pre-order to lock in either the trucker mesh style or the flex fit deal as well that Mike likes more. Definitely appreciate everyone listening. This is episode 76, Mini Trucking Mondays. And I just want to say, we out.
Get your ass up for the doctor. One more time, get your ass up for the doctor. Come on now, here we go. Cliffhanger, it's another cliffhanger. Got you hanging on the edge of your seat. Get on down.
Time's up, game's over. You lose, I win. About to show these knuckleheads how to do this here. Ooh yeah, new year, next phase begin. Look who's got you going crazy again. I'm a trend, I set one every time I'm in. I go out and just come back full circle again. You a fad, that means it's something that we already had. But once you're gone, you don't come back.
Too bad you're off the map now, radar can't even find you. We stay on the grind, you slip, we outgrind you. You walk around mad, you let your anger blind you. We walk around just playing the violin behind you. Enough with all the pissing and moaning, whining and bitching. Sit and observe, listen, you'll learn if you pay attention. Why 10 multi-platinum albums later, 3 diamond worldwide. We're on the charts with a bullet and still climbing.
Cause we came here to set this party off right. Let's bounce tonight. And if they don't let us in through the front, we'll come through the side. Cause I don't ever wanna lead a game without at least saying goodbye. So all my people on the left, all my people on the right, swing one last time.
When Dr. Dre says crunk, you will get it crunk.
Get it crunk, 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 crunk.
And when 50 Cent says jump, you get a 1 foot and
jump, 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 jump.
The buzz
jump
is tremendous, we drop you all to sense it. I don't gotta promote it, for you to know that Doc is off the benches.
We keep the party rocking off the hinges. We ain't showing off, we're just going off popular consensus.
But critics say that Doc is soft, Doc is tough, Doc is all washed up. Knock it off, who the fuck is Doc impressing? Doc is this, Doc is that, you got the wrong impression. You must be on the cock of Doc, cause Doc left you all guessing. So DJ, take the needle and just drop it on the record.
What?
We gon' have this motherfucker hopping in a second.
Pom-pom.
That's why we always say the best cut last, to make you scratch your niche for it like fresh cut grass.
You seen us swim with the sharks, wrestle with alligators. Spoke to a generation of angry teenagers. Whom if it wasn't for rap, the bridge to get maybe raised to be racist. Who may have never got to see our faces. Race the cover of Rolling Stone pages. Broke down barriers of language and races. Just call on the Cape Crusaders and leave it to me and Trader. Pass the mic and we can play the back and forth all day like the hot potato game. That's why we cater.
We came here to set this party off right. Let's bounce tonight. And if they don't let us in through the front, we'll come through the side. Cause I don't ever wanna lead a game without at least saying goodbye. So all my people on the left, all my people on the right, scream one last time.
50 Cent, come on!
Bounce now, hands up, you know how we do. We make the club jump everywhere we go. It's no secret, everybody know. When Dre's involved, there's plenty money involved.
And plenty honey's involved. There's sunny Sundays and palm trees, Cali. Every day is just another party from the valleys all the way to the 8 mile alleys.
Let's rally, hands up for the grand finale. Now Ray's about to see, Dre's about to speak. Blaze a pound of weed, 6 days about the week.
You could catch me in the studio banging out the beach to provide you with the heat to keep blazing out your speaker.
So never say never, cause Shady Aftermath together along with G-Unit Records presents the return of the Doc
and Shady.
No one can do it better. We tear the club up and leave without a shred of evidence at all.
We came here to set this party off right. Let's bounce tonight. And if they don't let us in through the front, we'll come through the side. Cause I don't ever wanna lead a game without at least saying goodbye. So all my people on the left, all my people on the right, scream one last time.
Fifty Cent.
Stunners.